بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تبارك وتعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله العظيم. Beloved elders and dear brothers, the month of Ramadan is a great ni'mat and bounty from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For us to understand what are the bounties of Allah, what are the tests from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For man to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there are two roads. Simply ulama explained, there are two roads to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One is the road of shukr, where we thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. Ramadan is a ni'mat of Allah. Is that a musibat or a calamity that now 10 hours, 12 hours have to stay hungry? What Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to give upon this fasting, we cannot even imagine. Already 2 months before, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua for this great ni'mat of Allah. Allahumma barik lana. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our health, in our iman, our taqwa, our amal. Financially, physically, emotionally. Allah barik lana. Allah give us barakat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making this dua of barakat. Fi rajab. Ya Allah in rajab. See us through comfortably. Wa sha'aban. And sha'aban also. Allah keep us al-afiyat, sihat and salamat. Good health. Why wa balighna Ramadan? So that we may see the moon of Ramadan. We experience Ramadan. Who will know better? Who will know better or knew better? What Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has kept in the month of Ramadan better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is making the dua. Ya Allah, you will see the month of Ramadan. What rahmat of Allah, special, special mercies of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is coming down. Unlike one person in a village, he told the people that when Ramadan will come from the horizon, when Ramadan will come from the horizon, the big musibat is coming, big problem. But they asked the Imam sahab, what will happen when Ramadan comes? He said, when you see Ramadan coming from the horizon, the big problem is coming. Then he won't allow you to eat the whole day. You'll have to wake up early, have your breakfast. Late in the night, you'll have your supper. Then he'll make you stand the whole night in namaz also. But they say, when he comes, we'll sort him out. Because they thought now that Ramadan is some musibah, some calamity. So they asked him, Imam sahab, when he'll come? He say, after 29 Sha'aban, you must wait for him. He'll come from that corner of the village. So that night after Maghrib, they all went out to their pangas and their stick. And Abad, Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, there was one banda, his name was Ramadan also. There was one man, his name was Ramadan, he came from, and they caught him and they gave him a hiding. Imam Sahib said, that him. It's a moon of Ramadan, it's a month. You say, Imam Sahib, we thought now somebody, he's going to do all this to us in a month, during this month. He says, no, is that person? So it's not a calamity. The month of Ramadan is something to celebrate. That we're waiting for the month of Ramadan, when the moon will be sighted. Unfortunately, nowadays we find that we hope that tonight they don't sight the moon. One more day of breakfast, one more day of lunch. And when also we reach the 29th of Ramadan, we're making dua or Eid Mubarak will start. We're just holding, everything is already ready, buttons to be pressed. But waiting for the moon sighting. And we say, we hope we see the moon. People in Atikaf also are waiting, we need to get out right now. We need to go back home. Al-Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and those in Saharanpur, they understood Ramadan. What Ramadan is about. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has dawned upon you. Not only Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Allah is highlighting in Quran Sharif, what I want to give my bandas, what I want to give my slaves, what bounties I want to give them. And how we should hear before also, that the woman is to say, you want anything? Oh, we should say also, it's all under the musalla. It is over there. Allah has kept 20 rakats more. It's all under the musalla for us to come and take from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is highlighting, Shahru Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is about to come. Some excitement should come in the heart. Ya Allah, what have you to give us? And all the bounties that we want, all the ni'mats and bounties and the good things of dunya and akhirat that we want, that Allah has made for us. Allah has no need for those things. Is that as if now you have a supplier or you have a retailer that he wants to keep his goods behind and get a good price for it? Allah doesn't need these items. These commodities that we need, Allah doesn't have any need for them. Allah is absolutely free, Subhan. Allah is pure of all these things. Allah doesn't need them. We want house, we want car, we want to get married, we want iman, we want taqwa, we want all these spiritual bounties, we want the physical bounties, we want good health, we want to have a good life. Allah must make our dunya, Allah must make our qabr, Allah must make our akhirat, our children, our families. All these bounties that Allah has kept for us to enjoy, Allah has no need for them. Allah has to keep them behind, I don't want to give you. Allah has kept the season that I want to give you. Who is there to take from me right now? Where are the takers right now? Today we find even somebody, there's some sale on somewhere, or some White Friday or Nurani Friday, or some Cyber Monday. Even the person now that has all the money in the world, even he's waiting for a bargain. Even he wants to pay half the price. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to give us half in the month of Ramadan. Allah wants to give full. Allah said, take how much you want. And there, subhanAllah, you find in the Western world, when they're just launching a new phone from the night before, they're already camping outside the shop. Whole night, whether they'll get, and they won't get, but they're waiting. And how much of excitement, the hype is there. Allah Ta'ala is saying, just give me 20 rakats more. Just 20 rakats more, and what I won't give you. Man qama Ramadan, imana, wahtisaba. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, the person who stands up in the night of Ramadan, for Taraweeh with Iman, believing in Allah, Ya Allah, this is your command, I'm doing it in muhabbat and love. Taraweeh, fasting, roza, all in love, wahtisaba. And keeping in mind the virtues, Ya Allah, what you'll give me? Beyond my comprehension. Ulama say also performing salah, to have istihadarul fada'il, to have the consciousness of the reward of the amal, then we'll enjoy the amal. Wudu also will enjoy it, Ya Allah, so much of reward. When I wash my face, all the sins of my face are falling off. When I wash my hands, all the sins from under my nails also are being removed. When I wash my feet, all the sins of the feet, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving. Just for wudu only. Person makes wudu at home. He makes wudu at home and he proceeds to the house of Allah, to the masjid. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala writes for him, as if he's put on his ihram, he's going for Hajj and Umrah. Getting the reward for Hajj and Umrah. One amal. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one of the great awliya and friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, once was here in our country. And Mawlana Usman Sahib Kadwa, Dama Barakatuh, asked him, he said, Hazrat, when we are putting our clothes on, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasanihi wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wa la quwwa. Different du'as to put on clothing. Du'as, possibly we know the du'a for putting on clothing. The du'a for taking off the clothes, many of us don't know the du'a. Dua for putting on, we know. Dua for removing. Simple dua. Bismillah. When you read Bismillah, remember, my dear brothers, Allah has given us this clothing as a barrier, as a parda between us and shaitan. Between us and shaitan, Allah has given us physical clothing that becomes a barrier so shaitan can't attack. So when we have to remove our clothing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us du'as at the time when we are changing our clothes. So when you're removing the clothing, we say Bismillah. When we say Bismillah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala puts a barrier between us and shaitan. Before we go into the toilet, into the bathroom, and there also we recite Bismillah first, the proper masnoon and sunnah dua, before entering the toilet is Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. The riwayat of Mishkat Sharif, a person when he goes into the toilet, doesn't recite Bismillah in this dua, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَلْعَبُ بِمَقْعَدِهِ. Shaitan plays with his posterior. Then he causes wasawis and whisperings. Then he feels I have a wind problem. Then I have urine problem. Then he spoils his wuzu. Then his taharat is spoiled. Then his salah is spoiled. Then he's repeating his namaz over and over again. When he reads his dua, then Allah puts a barrier between him and shaitan. So in the home also, before our ladies are musturat, before they go to the bathroom, before they take off their clothes, make sure they read the duas. Because they are very sensitive. The young girls, young boys, Murat in the home, when there's also pictures in the house. Unfortunately, nowadays, month of Ramadan is coming. We want the malaika to come into the house. We want sunnats to come into our house. Allah's rahmat must come into the house. Allah's barakat must come into the house. Otherwise, there's no rahmat, there's no barakat, there's no sunnats, there's no du'as. Then, there's no vacuum in a person's life. There's no vacuum. There's no empty space. If there's no sunnat in there, something else will take that place. There's no faraiz, person performing salah also, then he makes istihadar, he pictures in his mind the virtues of Ya Allah, whatever you promised about Salatul Maghrib, Ya Allah, give me all those rewards. Just keeping that in mind, Ya Allah, whatever you promised for Salatul Maghrib, Ya Allah, give me all the rewards. The reward for standing for Qiyam, the reward for Ruku, the reward for Sujood. All the Siddha he's making this niyat just to keep his mind focused. So there's no vacuum in a person's life. He doesn't picture this in mind, something else will come into mind. Something else will come into his heart. In the home also, there's no sunnat, something else will come. There's no miswak, the brush will come. You don't say, don't use it. But that will take the place completely. There's no dua, something else will come into in its place. So we have to fill up our life with all the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you read Bismillah, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala puts a barrier. Now shaitan can't attack. And if we don't read it, we don't bring sunnats in our home, then instead of rahmat, the mercy of Allah, forgiveness of Allah, then shaitan comes. Then there's quarreling, there's disputes, the hearts are torn apart. Only sunnats will put the hearts together. So upon this dua, upon wearing clothing, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي كَسَانِيهِ وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ. So Mawlana asked Haji Farooq sahab, rahmatullah, Haji sahab, upon this dua, Nabi Ali salatu salam said, that Allah will forgive gunas and sins. What's the link between it? Between this wearing clothing and the link of forgiveness of sins. So Haji sahab mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's rahmat is so all-encompassing, there's something which you have to do. You have to wear clothing, or wearing clothing also Allah wants to forgive you. Just wearing clothing Allah wants to make you maaf. That you have so many sins, now you are changing your clothing, so Allah Ta'ala wants to shed your sins also, I'll forgive you for wearing new clothing. For wearing fresh clothing, Allah wants to make you maaf for that. We can imagine just on clothing only, just on reading dua before eating, Bismillah wa barakatillah, and thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ata'imu shai, Ata'imu shakir kasa'imu sabir. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, a person is keeping roza, whole day is fasting, and is patient, not eating, not drinking, what reward Allah Pak will give him? Duas are accepted. Then Allah Ta'ala is granting him taqwa, and the different rewards from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that person is keeping roza the whole day. He's starving right now. Other person is having lunch, and he's atta'imu shakir. He's eating and he's saying, Allahumma lakal ham, wa lakal shukr, ya Allah shukr, with a plate of food you have given me. And one plate of food, subhanallah, our honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid sahab, the barakatuh, teaches us, a one plate of food, Allah Pak has given you the bounties and ni'mas of entire dunya, one plate of food. If only we have eyes of the heart and we understand what Allah Pak has given us, say, leave the food, even the plate is a ni'mat of Allah. Mawlana explains, mother made a lovely pot of biryani, Sunday we're going to some park to have meals, packed everything. Now we're opening up dastarkhan, everybody sitting on the floor. This is a ajeeb thing, my dear brothers. The sunnah of eating on the floor, then we do it in the park. And this is how relaxed we are. We can relax at home like that also. Put dastarkhan on the floor and relax. Here we pay to go somewhere to sit on the floor, we say, how nice to sit on the floor and eat. Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bring it home also. Then we sit on the floor and eat like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here everything is served, dished out, the pot is open, we can smell the zafran also, and even the stomach is making noise, they start dishing quickly. Where's the plates? Oh, we forgot the plates. Inna lillah. Hands down. How are we going to eat now? Then we think, Ya Allah, what a ni'mat the plate is. All the plates are there, we didn't bring the spoon. Ya Allah. Oh, you brought the spoon, we didn't bring the cups also. One utensil. The ni'mat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But just with a plate to come in front of me, with a glass plate, plastic plate, melamine plate, how many raw materials had to come together, and how much of import, export, factory, workers, packaging, and the rest of it, just for the plate to come before me, to come into the house, the ni'mat of Allah. They put the food together, subhanallah. How many of us sit down here, Allah? Just ponder for a few moments before we eat. Just ponder for a few moments before we eat, Ya Allah, the whole dunya you put together in front of me, gunegar, a sinful person like me, Ya Allah, I don't deserve this. And then to Mahana say, don't ponder too long, the wife will think something wrong with the food. Just few moments. And thank also. But just one dish and one plate of food, my dear brothers, whether we're going to have supper tonight, or we had lunch, or yesterday, what we enjoyed the most, just take one. Just take one pot of biryani we're going to have. The rice where it just ponder a little while, Ya Allah, this rice where it came from. All from Pakistan, from India. Just take the rice only. Just for this rice to reach my plate. Ya Allah, what is behind all of this right now? The paddy fields, who was employed there, the farmer himself, then they planted, all the workers, and now he's making dua, Ya Allah, the rain must come, and it must germinate, it must grow, harvest time will come, call the staff again, now they will harvest the entire crop. Then we have the packets, just for the packet and the packaging, there's a whole industry behind it. Then to pack it onto the truck, just to put onto the truck, my dear, just take the truck itself, one component of the truck is an entire industry. Just the gearbox, one nut, one bolt, one screw, the lights of the truck, the wheels of the truck, then the tar road, you say so many tons go on the left-hand side, especially now this thicker tar over there. So all of that Allah has made intizam, only for the truck, just for that to carry that rice, take it to the warehouse, the storage, and the all logistics behind it. Then for it to come to the harbor, to the docks, to be shipped over to South Africa, which ship will bring it? Remember, every single drop of rain that comes from the sky is a ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, musawwamatan inda rabbik. Every drop of rain has a name attached to it. That this drop of water must go to that seed, to that rice, to that grain, to that fruit. Doesn't happen haphazardly. Allah is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. Every single amal, so to say, every action of Allah is power-packed with wisdom and hikmat. Doesn't happen haphazardly. Every drop of rain has to reach its destination. And whatever it has to touch, thereafter that fruit or that grain of rice, or that animal is from that grass that grew because of that drop of water. Allah has a name written thereafter. That portion of that animal has to reach that banda, slave of mine. That certain grain of rice has to come to that certain person. How many times he go to the shop? He took that 5 kilo rice, 2 kilo rice, he put it in the trolley, he goes to pay, decides, nothing right about this packaging. He goes back, he takes the one in the back. Or he takes that sugar also. He almost paying for it, the small hole in there. He said, put it once, I take another one. Your name was not written over there. Your name was written on the other packet. The other packaging was yours. So how Allah Ta'ala said, that must come to you. Now it came to his plate, where the rice came from. Then the shipping, the ship, which ship will bring that rice all the way to me, brings it. Then they have a special paint just to paint that ship also doesn't get rusted. The entire industry of the paint only. So the ship doesn't get rusted. Then the computer, the chips behind it, microchips behind it, and the entire system, Allah Ta'ala has made just behind that one plate of rice to get to me. Only the rice. When it comes to the meat, Ya Allah, that farmer took care of that sheep, or that goat, or it was mutton, whether it was beef, it mustn't get sick. And the medication for it, and the pastures, and the grass, and the feeding, how it takes care of it. For who? Allah Ta'ala already had written, my banda must get the meat of that animal. Allah did not forget us. We forgot Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah said, he must reach him. He has to get it. Already written, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِمَاءً بِقَدَرٍ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sends down the water from the skies in measurement. بِقَدَرٍ, in measurement. Subhanallah. Mufassirin explain, commentators say, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends down your food, your water, your sustenance according to your need. بِقَدَرٍ, Allah knows how much measurement it is there for you to get. If Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wanted, like us, we are so greedy, we want everything now. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, Allah Ta'ala would have sent everything one time. Baby is born, how many kiloliters or how many liters of water he will drink for his entire life, send all one truck, one time finish. How many Jojo tanks, he must sort it out, where he's going to store it. How much of rice he's going to eat, deliver now, baby is born. They must store it. How much meat he's going to eat, and how much juice he's going to eat, how much medication. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, Allah Ta'ala said everything one time. Subhanallah, where are we going to store everything? And he mustn't go bad. Allah said, I'll sort it out for you. My banda, fadhkuruni, all you must do is don't forget me. Don't forget me. When you're eating, say Bismillah. You're eating and you're making shukr to Allah. Allah says the reward for your eating. The reward for your eating and your shukr is equal to that person who kept a roza and fast the entire day and he made sabr. Because equal reward to him. Just you eating and making shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, just that meat only, where it came from. Came from the Karoo, came from this country, that country, it came to my plate. The masalas we came from, whether Tanzania, Zanzibar, Malawi, it came. Ya Allah, you sent it. Different. You find the waste package, where it came from. The zafran, saffron came from Spain. And the different delicacies we're having there. If you just look at the plate of food, Ya Allah, you put the entire world in front of me. How many thousands of people behind this had to work for this plate to reach me? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُونِي بِيْطَاعَتِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ بِعِنَايَتِي. Then my banda, think of me with my obedience and I will remember you with my bounties. You just take my name and I'll open my bounties for you. And I will give you, and your eating I will give you, and your drinking I will give you. There was one alim in Dubai, Qari Yaqub Sahib, Masjid Ghuraib. He mentioned about him that every Friday all the collectors that would come to Dubai, he would invite them for meals. And then you go there, you get a meal. So he would sit the entire morning with vest and his lungi on and he would cook digs of food for the collectors, some of ulama ikram, shaykh al hadith, and he would feed them. So he would mention, he would say, after Jumu'ah, they would sit on the dasarkhan. And he said, I would observe that which of them is reading Bismillah before eating. He says, more than often, most of them, if not all of them, nobody read Bismillah. They started eating. So the food, they started eating. Then he would tell them that at least read something before you eat. Or at least if you don't like the food, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But read something at least. Take Allah Pak's name at least. That you're eating the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but say something. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's more than often, but some people say we read Bismillah, but in the heart. So he will say that you will eat with your heart also then. But we make so much of noise when we're eating. So much of noise. The mouth is making noise. We're passing gas also. Everything's happening one time. He says, read some dua. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The way you say it also. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Ya Allah, it's so tasty. The way I'm enjoying it. And then don't forget to thank the wife also. They say, put all this together. How much pain they take. Our Honorable Shaykh explains also, when the mehman and the guest come, how they will serve the food, the platter, what angle they put the drumstick and the chicken pieces, and even the spoon also. We say, just put it. He said, no, hold on. Put it this way. Then they cut the danya. We don't have the sabr. But so much pride they take, but we don't even thank them. No shukr, no jazakallah khair. And for her also, Maulana explains, she must tell the husband also, I just ordered the grocery 60 minutes. And they send a message to the husband, jazakallah khair, you paid for all the... All the groceries came home. You paid for the domestic, and for the maid, and for the helper, for the water, for the lights. She makes shukr, you make shukr. What muhabbat and love Allah will give in the home. Now what is in the house, complain. What you did. Took her for a holiday 2 weeks, spent so much money and came back. After 1 week she'll say, what you did for me? Where you took me? The same old pots your mother gave me, I'm using. You never offered new pots also. He said, we'll make sabr now, but two... And then the man will think, Ya Allah, what haven't I done for her? Give her meher also, and we give the meher and think now she must behave for life. Maulana says, Allah Pak is giving us every day, paying us, but we're not behaving every day. But she must behave. If we will behave, we will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will make Ramadan a real Ramadan. And subhanallah, Allah will change our conditions in the home also. Allah will give us sukun. So the beautiful month of Ramadan is coming. Just on these little things we are going to do, my dear brothers. Read Bismillah before going to toilet, before changing our clothing, before eating. Dua for after eating, before we enter the house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, to read our dua before entering the house of Allah. Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmatik. What beautiful dua. Enter with the right foot. Ya Allah, open for us the doors of your rahmat. Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmat. Not one door. Ya Allah, open all the doors. Sunnah dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, you want barakat from Allah, you want the rahmat from Allah. Yes, when we speak of barakat nowadays, unfortunately, when we say barakat, Imam Amik Dualaba, give me barakat. Barakat, we only know barakat in fulus. Allah, the money must come. The money must come. Barakat, enjoy life. The real thing is now all the money in the bank, whether I'll have a chance to really enjoy it, no guarantee. It belongs to the age already. What is mine? What I have eaten, what I have drunk, what I have worn, what I have sent to Akhirat, that is mine. That is banked already. What is there, no guarantee I'm going to see it. Even the wife, our Shaykh al-Hadith will say, even the wife that loves us so much also, that she'll ask the husband, that if I die, you get married again. What the husband is going to say now? So we say, husband must tell her, don't reply, and give her this reply, that if I die, you must get married, don't worry. Don't worry about me. But if I go, you must get married again. Now she's worried now. If she has to pass away, what will happen? What will happen to her thereafter? So all these things we are worried about. What's going to happen in the future? Barakat. We're worried about barakat, real barakat, my dear brothers, barakat in iman. Allah must give us so much barakat in iman that when sakaratul samalukul maut will come, my kalima will come out. That is barakat. Barakat in my amal. Ya Allah, Ramadan is coming, there must be a decrease in my amal. Increase, ya Allah, barakat in my amal. My amal must increase. Quran tirawat will start already increasing. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah would say that it is a right of Quran Sharif that you make two khatams in a year, minimum. Minimum two khatams in a year is a demand and right of Quran Sharif. Today, who doesn't want their rights? Now, even our children, unfortunately, they have this concept, misconception, is my birthright. I deserve to live like this. I deserve to sit in a certain type of a car or to have a certain type of food. Today, they open the fridge and what they'll say? Nothing to eat. What's there to eat? Meaning there's so much of food, we don't know what to eat. Close the fridge, just order something. Inna lillahi. There's so much. How many freezers, subhanAllah? Every qurbani, another freezer. Qurban, another freezer. So much of food. Ya Allah. And then too, they say, nothing to eat. Inna lillahi. There's so much Allah Baqa has spoiled us within this country. So many ni'mas of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All we have to make is shukr. Then Allah will give the barakat. Barakat in iman. Barakat in amal. Barakat in taqwa. Barakat in my taqwa. That way my consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't break. One ustaz used to say, they have taqwa, don't adopt that taqwa that is made in China, it will break any time. No warranty for it. Genuine taqwa of Medina Sharif. Where the taqwa doesn't break. Ki meri taqwa salamat se rahe. Whether I'm in the ship, whether I'm in the train, whether on the bus, whether in the air also. Here also taqwa breaks very quickly. Person with certain flight, certain airline, anyway he turns around, there's only screens everywhere. Taqwa is gone now. Taqwa is... he's gone, he can't control his eyes. But there also, Mawlana explains so beautifully. Now we're sitting in the masjid, the aircon is on. Alhamdulillah, we all have good health. We can feel the coolness. Put the aircon off, we feel the heat. So the body is working 100%, alhamdulillah. When there's no food, we can feel the hunger. Now we eat food, we eat to the full also. Father and son went for walima da'wat. And the son and father are sitting opposite one another. And after every luqma, every morsel, the son is drinking water. Father showed him big eyes. He said, Father, so son asked Father, what's wrong? He said, stop drinking water. Just eat the food, free food. Leave the water you can have later. He said, now pushing the food down to make more place. So here now, when it comes to eating and drinking, so much Allah Pak has given us. So Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding, my dear brothers. When it comes to barakat in our lives, barakat in our homes, now the month of Ramadan is coming, Allah wants to give us barakat, barakat in taqwa. Then my taqwa doesn't break, wherever I go. So here we're feeling it also. When there's hunger, the stomach is feeling the hunger. When we're full also, we feel we're full. So the body is working 100%, alhamdulillah. We feel the coolness, we feel the heat, we feel hunger, we feel satiated, we feel tired, we feel rejuvenated. So all these things are there. We feel happiness, we feel sadness. But when it comes to iman, then we don't feel anything. We're sitting in a place, so much of sin is taking place right now, but the heart doesn't feel uncomfortable. We just want to sit here longer, enjoy it even more. Even the masturat and the ladies, where they're not supposed to go, opening their, flaunting their beauty, no parda, no hijab. Allah is angry right now, but we're sitting at the coffee shop. Everybody's looking at my wife, looking at my daughter, but I don't feel anything. I'm comfortable. We're going to spend more time over here. But when you come to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the bayan will start, the shkir will start. Now I have an allergic reaction all of a sudden. I need to get out quickly before the jamaat catches me. If I have to go out in the path of Allah. Yeah, they will take you to Jannat. Their shaitan will take you to Jahannam. But they are feeling comfortable. One person went to the alim. He said, Manana, I can't understand. I can't understand. So what's the problem? He said, when I'm looking at the movies and the TV, he said, then the sleep doesn't come. When we're sitting in the bayan and the talim, then the sakina just comes down. Then the sleep just comes. I can't understand it. Wana says, it's logical. He says, if you're sitting in a pit of fire, can you sleep? He says, no. He says, you're sitting in Jahannam already. When you're looking at all the haram, you're sitting in Jahannam already. And if you sit in a beautiful garden, will the sleep come? He says, yes, it will come. He says, sitting in the bayan, in the majlis, tarabi, all this is jannat. You're already in jannat. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said the halqas of ta'lim is jannat already. So therefore you'll feel like a jannati, it'll come automatically. But the iman has become so weak that I can't even feel now. I'm sitting right now in the pit of Jahannam. Got my entire family sitting there also. And I say, I'm enjoying my life. What a nice time we had. Breaking the command of Allah. Not even worrying what Allah Ta'ala thinks about us. Sunnahs are gone. Janaza of Sunnah is leaving the house. Enjoying our life. So happy we are. That everything is so smooth and rosy. But in reality, the thermometer of my heart is gone completely. I don't feel the heat of guna and sin right now. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, worse than that when we regard the poison to be medication, when we regard the poison of dunya to be good for me, it's medication, I'm taking haram, taking interest, insurances, life policies, and he says we regard this to be good for us, you're regarding the poison to be medication, and the medication now is poison. When we hear the Quranic ayat, we hear the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we say, no, is that for me? This majlis program, is that for me? Better I don't hear these things. Now when you're giving the medication, then it becomes too difficult. You see, now we can imagine how sick the heart has become. Now with the ICU treatment, ICU, we really need, one person went to hospital also. Person was in hospital, diabetic. And doctors are giving him the best treatment, giving the best medication. But he defies all logic also. Then to the sugar is so high. Now from general ward, put him in emergency, from this ward and then to ICU. Can't understand it. Finally when they moved into ICU, then they were cleaning the bed. And they find in the pillowcase all chocolate wrappers. This was the problem. He's eating chocolate quietly under the sheets. In the same way, Allah wants to give us so much, but we're eating this poison, we're eating that poison. This problem, that problem, we're not doing it. Allah Pak has given us the month of Ramadan. Banda, now come clean now. Clean your life out completely. You enter into the month of Ramadan, Allah wants to give you. You don't put up a barrier. You don't put up a barrier as if now some musibat came, Ramadan came. Allah has so much to give the ummah. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the month of Ramadan, we can't even imagine where the whole year Allah is decorating jannat only for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then when this ummah will come and take from Allah Pak's treasures, person is keeping fast. At the time of Sari, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, Tasaharu, fa'inna fi sahuri baraka. They partake of Sahri, the pre-dawn meal. So much of barakat in that. Nowadays the children can't wake up anymore. Can't wake up. Mother must have room service. Don't have anything for Sahri also. Just maybe one glass of water, one kajur. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, partake of Sahri. There's barakat in that, in a Sahri meal. At that time the malaika are coming down to the earth. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is calling out, who's there to take from me sustenance, maghfirat, forgiveness of sins, any problem you have. You eating, the du'as are getting accepted. You eating, Allah Pak is rewarding you for eating. So how to plan ourselves also when it comes to Sahri, to partake of good meals. Kulu min at-tayyibat wa'malu saliha. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, especially for the month of Ramadan, قلوبنا الطيبات partake of طيبات. طيبات we translate literally wholesome food. Wholesome, healthy. Wholesome, healthy food and halal. Wholesome, healthy and halal. One is the food is halal. The food is halal, but is that wholesome? Oh, is wholesome also, but not healthy, not cooked in a healthy way. So how that food also we can prepare it in a good way. That the nutrition is there, nourishment is there. Pulls us the entire day, we get some strength to make some ibadat. When it comes to partaking of iftari also, so important. Nabi Ali Salatu taught us when it comes to iftari, kajur is the best, dates are the best. What we lost for the entire day, the nourishment, that energy, Allah Pak has kept in kajur. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the kajur tree in the Quran Sharif, about the date tree. What a solid tree it is, the branches of it, how high it goes into the sky, how solid it is, and the nourishment in it, Allah Pak has kept in one kajur. So iftari time, even the dietitians say, avoid the oily things. Avoid all these fuzzy drinks, etc. It's only going to do harm to the body. But today we take pride. I broke my roza with this type of drink and that type of drink. Whereas Sahaba Ikram, the Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the food was simple, but it was nutritious. Yes, you're going to have later on after Salatul Maghrib, but at that time especially, the best is water and the best is khajur. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. So one is the physical benefits of Ramadan, then the spiritual benefits of Ramadan. That person who stands up in Tarawih Salah. What is Tarawih Salah? Tarawih, for us to understand, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would explain. What is Quran Sharif? Unfortunately, today we find there are some masjids now, there's no Quran khatam. How many places in the world right now, no Quran khatam? Deprived completely. Allah shukur, in our country we still have it. 20 rakats. Shouldn't be after 8 rakats that we leave the masjid. The brothers are leaving them after 8 rakats salah. Quran khatam is not done also. More than 1400 years, my dear brothers. More than 1400 years. This is already recorded in the history of this ummah. In the history of the ummah, for more than 1400 years, there's no record of any masjid in the entire world where they read Taraweeh 8 rakats. Nowhere in the world. New innovation just started now, a few years ago. The entire dunya, entire world, Haramain, Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all the masalid, for more than 1400 years, there's 20 rakats Taraweeh. And those that 8 rakats and they leave, no Quran khatam, they're deprived of listening to Quran Sharif. What is Quran Tilawat? What is Quran Sharif? Person to enjoy Quran Tilawat. Mawlana Ahmad Muhammad Partabgari Rahmatullah Alayhi, Fazlur Rahman Gandhi Murad Abadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq of reading Quran in the Qabar also. Ya Allah, in Jannat also I want to read Quran Sharif. So somebody asked him, Hazrat, when you go to Jannat, there will be hurs also. Wouldn't you want to enjoy with the hurs? He says, she can come sit on my lap also. I'll tell her, Huri, agar Quran sunna ho, to bed jao. Varna chale jao. I'll tell her, if you listen to Quran Sharif, you can sit here, I'm reading my Quran. If you don't listen to my Quran, then you can leave. I want to talk to Allah only. Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki Rahmatullah has mentioned about him. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, on the day of Qiyam after Hisab Kitab, Allah Ta'ala asked you, Haji Sahib, what do you want? He said, I got one tamanna only. One desire only. Ya Allah, give me one musalla in one corner under the shade of your arsh. Ya Allah, let me read namaz for you. And go into sajda. What they saw in namaz, what they enjoyed in Quran Sharif, we don't enjoy in food also. We don't enjoy in our holidays also. The way they enjoy it. So Ramadan Allah Pak has given us to listen to Quran Sharif. This is now medication for the heart. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain, what is Quran Sharif? 30 paras Quran, 30 juz Quran. What is in there that Allah wants us to listen to it in Ramadan specifically? What is it in there? One is Surah Fatiha. Even if you don't understand, how many times we haven't heard Surah Fatiha? But every Qari has a unique style of reading. How he reads Surah Fatiha, how he ends the ayat, how he moves the ayat, how he ends one of Dhalin. Ya Allah, how many times we haven't heard it, but we can't get tired of it. It's such beauty in it. And then our Honorable Shaykh says, then if Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, Allah take us to Haramain Sharifain. And then you're standing in Mataf, from the Hajar al-Aswad, from the door of Ka'batullah. Allah's tajalli is coming down right now. And the Imam Sahib just has to say, Istawu, i'tadilu, and how you haste. And Ya Allah, you brought me here. 27 night, Baytullah, Mataf. He just says, one Allahu Akbar, Allahu Nurus Samawati wa Ardi. Ya Allah, where you brought me? You're already in Jannat. Listen to the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah, at the house of Allah, in the Mataf, right in the Haram of Makkatul Mukarrama. All these masajid are linked to the Baytullah. How can we deprive ourselves from Taraweeh Salah? That now we have something in the parking lot, they had one parking lot also, one arrow. 8 rakats park here, 20 rakats park there. Shouldn't be like that. Ya Allah, I want to be by your doorstep. I don't want to run away. And those that leave also, what we do there? After we go outside, we start talking, go home, Agarbati will come out. Then we have a very, very special club also outside the masjid, the PPC club, the Pavement Panchayat Club. If you want subscription there, you know, join the club, take out Agarbati. And you're part of the club already. All the nur I got from Salah, burnt already. Outside, go home, wife will say, why are you so late? I was sitting in the Talim. Talim was taking place, but where were you? No, Talim was taking place, but where were you? That he can't say. So all the nur is gone. We go home, only the jagra and fight will start after that. Because we just sit in the Talim. Time is coming outside the masjid. We don't want to sit in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is Quran Sharif, my dear brothers? What is Quran Sharif? Allah give us that love for Quran Sharif. Where we kiss the Quran, we hold the Quran. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, his sunnah, he will kiss the Quran, put it to his heart. Today they say bid'at. What's this kissing the Quran Sharif? Put it on the floor. No, no. Even the mashayikh among the Arabs say also, how can you put the Quran on the floor? Is that a Bible? Where they put it anyway? Cell phone also, youngsters forget his cell phone in the car. 12 o'clock he realized my cell phone is in the car. He won't go take it out. He's going to take it out. But Hafiz al-Quran forgot his Quran in the car. Tomorrow I'll see. No value of Quran Sharif. Whether he's in the back of the car, whether he's in the front of the car, he's in the sun the whole day, but he only has a cell phone there. Why is valuable? But my Quran Sharif, whether it goes here, whether it goes there, no muhabbat, no love for. There was an old couple. Very old story we see here before, over and over again. Old couple. Remote place. And no copies of Quran Sharif, whether it is communism, whatever it was, but no Quran Sharif is allowed. Finally, they went to one bazaar somewhere. Ancient bazaar. And they found one old shop, a copy of Quran Sharif. Husband called the wife, Quran Sharif. Oh, after how many years we've seen the Quran Sharif? She told us, buy it. Buy it. We'll take it home tonight. It was such an enjoyable moment for the old couple. Finally, we found on Quran Sharif because they took all the Qurans away. He bought it, they ducked it, they took it home. Now the husband and wife sitting together, where shall we put it tonight? We don't have any clean and high place. So they said, what we'll do? Husband and wife. So wife says, you sleep half the night, I will sit with the Quran Sharif and I'll hold it. Then you wake up and you hold it and I will sleep away. So half night came out like that. Wife held the Quran Sharif. She made muhabbat with it. Forgot how to read Quran so many years. Then half the night she woke up, the husband used to do the Quran Sharif. By the time the muazzin called azan for Salatul Fajr, both husband and wife were hafiz al Quran. Allah Ta'ala put it in the heart. So much love for Quran Sharif. If Allah Ta'ala gives us that muhabbat in the month of Ramadan, ya Allah, my entire life becomes Quran Sharif. And then one day somebody asked, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimah, Hazrat, I don't get time for Quran Sharif. So busy the whole day. He said, not that you don't get time. There's no priority in your life. Because Quran is not important. Everything else is important, so I've got time for it. Quran is not important. So what in the mind? When I get time, I'll read. There's no slot in your day. There's no slot that this time everything is finished. I'm sitting with my Quran Sharif talking to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What is Quran Sharif? Zakim Sahib would say, Quran Sharif in reality, Allah revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these three subject matters in Quran Sharif. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, who Allah is, who my beloved Allah is, how Allah loves me and how I should love my Allah. Second subject matter is Risalat, Messengerhood. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is our Nabi, and how we should follow him, and he will take us to Jannat, and a good life here in the Qabr and Akhirat. The third subject matter is Akhirat, what Allah has kept for us in Jannat. Jannat and Jahannam is all in Quran Sharif. Effectively, what is Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that teach this to the ummah and let them listen to it in Tarawih Salah. This is the reality, the love letter. A love letter from the lover to the beloved. That, oh my beloved, ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, read how I love you. How I made Jannat for you. How I sent my Nabi to you. To teach you how to reach me safely. What I have kept for you in Jannat. Subhanallah. They say, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Jannat in Quran Sharif. The rivers of Jannat, the gardens of Jannat, the fruits of Jannat, the meat of Jannat, the wine of Jannat, the milk of Jannat, the woman of Jannat, and all the pleasures of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in Quran Sharif. So we have a certain picture what paradise will be about. But then to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Jannat is a place, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. No eye has seen, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. No ear has heard about it, and no heart or mind has even pondered and envisaged what Jannat is about. The Hadith Sharif says, you haven't heard, you haven't seen, you haven't even thought about it. So you can't even perceive what Jannat is about. But we heard in Quran Sharif, the Jannat has rivers, has gardens, has streams, has all of this. So Muhaddiseen explain that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the eye hasn't seen, the ear hasn't heard, the heart hasn't pondered, it refers to those jannats which Allah Pak hasn't mentioned in Quran Sharif. Something beyond you. So Allah has given you just a taster, just to whet your appetite a bit. That this jannat is like this, jannat is like this. So this 20 rakats, Allah is telling my banda, I love you like this and I love you like that. When he comes about Jahannam, before we hear, people will say that Maulana only speaks about Jahannam, dispatching everybody. Everybody is Jahannami. Jahannam, Jahannam, Jahannam. Don't speak about Jannat, Allah's maghfarat. Allah speaks about Jahannam. It's in the Quran Sharif. It's a reality. We have to hear about it. That Allah Ta'ala is a haqiqat. Today when he comes to my own bedroom also, it's all, everything is done up. One mosquito must enter. Just one mosquito must enter, my whole night's sleep is gone. Having a meal also, one fly must come, and it's irritating us now. Can't even eat this. Everywhere the fly is jumping into it. This one fly spoil my entire meal. They say when he comes to the qabr, is that one mosquito, one fly? It's a reality. There are snakes in there. Do pay my zakat, the snake is waiting. There are scorpions in there. I miss my namaz, they're waiting to bite me. Is that a fairy tale? It's a reality. So at the same time, to understand, Allah Pak has kept these things there, not because Allah wants to punish me. Hakim Sahib will give a beautiful example that we're having a braai right now. And we all went through it. When there was a braai at home, there's little children, when the braai is finished, what do we want to do? The children want to go near the braai stand, put the tissue inside, put the cup inside. That is their fun now. And the big people are sitting. Now the little child wants to go there, so the father will say, don't go near the braai stand, you're going to get burnt. So he'll go, then he'll come back quietly that way again. Father will see him, shout him again, hey, don't go near, you're going to get burnt. But then too, slowly, slowly he's making his way, he wants to get that cup into the braai stand. You will see it burning, you want to see the fire. Father says, you go any more nearer, I'm going to break your legs. Does it mean he's going to break his legs? He says, no, better don't go there, you're going to get burnt. I don't want to break your legs, out of love I'm telling you. Hazrat was saying, they say Allah is saying with Muhammad, the love. Jahannam is there, but I don't want to burn you. Don't get burnt. Don't fall down. Don't miss your namaz. Keep your roza. Read your Quran Sharif. Pay your zakat. Whatever we'll do in the month of Ramadan is a special, special, special time. Special time in Ramadan. Where the doors of Jahannam are closed. Shayateen are chained up. Special month in the year, ulama explained, Allah has kept special effect. We understand this is a very, very important point. If you make our one Ramadan a real Ramadan, our entire life will become a Ramadan. Entire life, Hazrat Mawlana Imam al-Hassan Sahib Rahimullah would say, when you will lead and you will pass your entire life like how you pass in Ramadan, then your mawt will be like Eid day. Your mawt will be like Eid day. What clothes Allah will give you to wear, what bounties Allah will keep for you in your qabr, in your akhirat, you can't even imagine it. Special time, special places, special time is the month of Ramadan. Ulama explain, whatever we'll do in the month of Ramadan, Allah puts a seal on the heart, the entire year will be like that. When a person goes for Hajj and Umrah, special place. We find so many a person, when they're simple, how many a masturat lady, when they're simple for Umrah, first time in her life, now her eyes got caught with all the ghoul and all the abayas and all the brand names. She went simple, she came back branded with brand names. Now Haji Ben came now. All the jewelry she's wearing now, supposed to come back with the love of Allah, we came back with the love of brand names. Why we went for that? Allah put a seal on the heart. Allah put a seal on the heart. Then we went there. Here at home she was simple. Now she saw other people from this country, that country, sitting in the haram sometime. Sitting in the haram, you say, but that nation there, Bogojo, very dirty. They don't know Paki, Napaki. Sitting in the haram and made ghibat of the entire country. How you nazi for mafi? Came back home, the ghibat this time 10 now. Because you made ghibat there. Look down at the people, look down at that country, that nation. Now she came back before she was. Now she's talking all these things. Special place, you did the wrong thing. Hajar e Aswad went there, is Yameenullah fil ard, is the right hand of Allah in this world, so to say. As if you're shaking the hand of Allah. What's in the heart, Allah puts a stamp on it. So going Umrah year after year, year after year, we come back with taqwa and iman and a'mal. But we feel, nah, next year I'll come right. Next trip I'll come right. So the Umrah has no effect anymore. And people say also, hey, you got accepted again going for Umrah. That acceptance, Allah will allow it to happen. Allah will allow it to happen. Doesn't mean I'm accepted. I have to go there and get myself accepted. So to Ramadan also, I have to get my Ramadan accepted by Allah. So my Taraweeh Salah, Iftari, Seri, my A'mal, Quran Tilawah, Dhikrullah, and those of us that can't read Quran Sharif, that our Quran Tilawah is weak, or we haven't learned to read Quran Sharif, at least in the month of Ramadan we can learn one surah, Surah Ikhlas. Read it over and over again, read it the whole month. Open the Quran Sharif and sit and read there. Just with our finger also, that to Allah Pak will love it. That to Allah will love. And the example ulama give, that young child, 3-4 year old child, went to kindergarten, went to madrasa. And first day he went to madrasa, school, and he came back. And he learned now to hold the pencil straight up. So he scribbled on the page. And he came running to his father. Papa, see what I wrote today. See what I wrote. Papa said, oh, stupid. Oh, mashallah, so nice. You wrote it. Put it in the fridge. Nobody must take it out. It's all scribbling over there. But the muhabbat, the love, in the same way, ulama say, even our Quran tilawah can be scribbling also. Even our Quran tilawah can be scribbling. That's what Allah Pak say, mashallah. MashaAllah, you open the Quran, he read it, but he tried. He put his finger, he read Surah Ikhlas so many times. Even our scribbling, Allah Pak will accept in the month of Ramadan. So for us to plan ourselves, whatever we'll do in the month of Ramadan, that will be our entire year coming ahead. That is why we say, be careful, brothers, and khidmat also. When it comes to iftari time, that time, mashallah, the alim is about too garam and hot. Then the magaj goes also. Then you go home, the iftari not ready, angry with the wife also, she didn't make it right. Then the head will go, magaj will go, then come for taraweeh also. Then one will say, aircon is too cold, oh, it's too hot, open the window, then magaj will go again. Then the magaj, what will happen the whole year? Magaj gyo. Head went, anger came in, whole year he's fighting now. What happened? Ramadan wasn't right. It is when you're Ramadan, supposed to be cool. But he says, magaj go, can't have agarbati also, can't eat chewing gum also, by make zikr of Allah. Read the Durood Sharif, connect your heart to the Roda of Nabi alayhi salam. Let the cool breeze come from Medina Sharif. Open your heart, let the cool breeze come into the heart. Let that affect the heart. Then see, mashallah, what a beautiful Ramadan we'll have. Then the Eid day will come also. And then Eid day also, no intermingling. Don't break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're having massive tarees, etc. And Allah ta'ala give us understanding in this country also. The month of Ramadan is not a month to have braais. Whole year we're having braai, barbecue, enjoying. So especially now, my dear brothers, if that one child of Gaza have to see how much we're eating in Ramadan in one night, ya Allah. How can we? Is that possible? Whole year we're eating, alhamdulillah. But sir, the month, we know, when it comes to putting up the braai stand, once you put up the braai stand, then the language changes, the mood changes, as if we're not in Ramadan also. Then topis will come out, then the person braaiing the meat, we ask him, why you eat? He said, Marana, the best braai meat is when you're standing and you're braaiing the meat. Inna lillahi. You're standing and eating. Against the sunnah, no bismillah also. All the sunnahs are gone in the month of Ramadan. So the braai stand brings a different type of mahal environment in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala save us. When it comes to celebrating, our celebration is fasting in the month of Ramadan, not feasting. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, subhanAllah, how they understood Sharia. They were so conscious, just two incidents and we'll conclude. How conscious they were about Sharia. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were conscious of Allah every moment. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, subhanAllah, wrote Fazail Durood, which we read the 40 durus every week. Fazail Hajj, Fadail, virtues of Hajj, virtues of Ramadan, virtues of Sadaqat, all these beautiful kitabs he wrote. He moved to Madina Munawwara. And when Allah Ta'ala blessed him with Iqama, residency of Madina Munawwara, out of khushi and happiness celebration, he didn't throw a da'wat, he kept 40 days roza. 40 days roza, Allah shukr to you. So our celebration also is not to eat, not only to eat. That's how we tell our young brothers, in the month of Ramadan, don't go to the garages and sit over there. Is that a place of Rahman, the place of Shaitan? The one cup of coffee, the one ice cream you're going to buy, hundreds of rands are going to go in it. Better what we do, on our phones, we all got the banking app, get one organization that's doing some work in Gaza, and say, tonight, ya Allah, I won't have. They say 100 or 200 rand, do EFT for the one child of Gaza, ya Allah, for the people of Gaza. Ya Allah, this is my contribution for my qabr and my akhirat. Whatever I'm going to eat for the month every night, I'm going to go for coffee, 500 rand, 1000 rand, do the EFT. Ya Allah, this month I won't have. How many kuffar right now with solidarity? Vigils at night, the whole night. They're standing in the cold, standing in the rain for the people of Gaza. They're not eating also. They're not going to sleep. They're not having a rest. They're marching, not our tariqah, but they're doing it. At least I can do something. I won't have that coffee. I won't have that cappuccino. I won't have this. For Ramadan, Allah is out. I better take that money and send it to those people over there. So how to spend our nights in Ramadan also? As Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah, 40 days he kept roza to celebrate. And how conscious they were of Shariat. They say, as Shaykh Rahimullah, when he passed through in Medina Munawwara, when you come out from Babul Baqi, they say, less than 500 meters away, he was staying right over there. Now buried in Baqi also. When he passed away, and his Begum Sahiba, his honorable wife, got the news that the Shaykh has just passed away. So conscious of Allah, so conscious of Allah, she said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And those ladies that were with her in the room, immediately what she did, she took out her earrings, took out her necklace, took out her bangles. They asked her, "Ma, what are you doing?" She said, "My iddat has started, Allah's hukam. Allah's command, a woman in iddat can't wear jewelry." So conscious, Allah's command came first. What is the command of Allah? Allah give us a consciousness. In the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, how I should have my sari, my namaz on time, iftari, when it comes to taraweeh, how to spend the last 10 nights also, not to waste any time. Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq, that iman, that a'mal for the month of Ramadan, that our entire life becomes like the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala accept the taraweeh of the huffaz, the sari, the iftaris, those that are going for umrah, Allah Ta'ala make it very easy. And there's so many out there in the ummah don't even know it's Ramadan also. Allah Ta'ala give us time to spend some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind our brothers other part of the world in regards to the Ramadan. Ramadan has started, to keep the roza of Allah and our zakat to distribute also in the month of Ramadan. Many a person has this concept that I discharge my zakat in Ramadan, not necessarily. As ulama ikram, when do I have to discharge my zakat? Doesn't have to be Ramadan. A certain time you became baligh. On that day when you became baligh, if you had nisab by you, then it means every year on that date I have to give my zakat, not in Ramadan. Now I say, I don't know when I became baligh. According to Sharia, when you're 15 years old, by default you already become baligh. 15 lunar years. 15 lunar years equal to 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks. 14 years, how we calculate normally our birthday. So when a boy turns 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks, and according to the lunar calendar, he's 15 years already, he's a baligh boy. If he has nisab already by him at that moment, then it means that every year on that date he has to take out his zakat. If he didn't have it at that time, whenever he got the nisab first time in his life, whatever the nisab amount is, then every year on that date, depending, he didn't lose the money during the year and came to zero. So as ulama ikram, when do I have to discharge zakat? Otherwise, I'll be giving short every year for my whole life, I will miss out now a couple of years possibly, I didn't pay my zakat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kullu wa la nuhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnita ala nafsik. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين أو الله make Ramadan very easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, recharge our battery spiritually, physically, emotionally, O my Allah. Give us the strength, O my Allah, to keep our roza, our fast in a manner that is most pleasing to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make our seri easy for us, make our iftari easy for us, make our tarabi easy for us, except the huffaz, make it easy for them on the Musalla, full the house of noor and barakat and iman and taqwa, full our homes of barakat and noor and muhabbat and love, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Wherever in the world of Muslim brothers and families are in parishani and difficulty, O may Allah remove it, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters and families in Gaza, Ya Allah, in Palestine, O may Allah, wherever in Palestine, O may Allah, whether they be in China, in Sudan, different places in the world, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, clothe them, feed them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them rahat and sukoon and chain, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your bounties and your ni'mas, Ya Allah, you've given us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, so much, Ya Allah, you've given us in this country, Ya Allah, in our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to thank you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us in any way, O my Allah. All those, Ya Allah, of ill health, Ya Allah, grant them shifa, Ya Ajil, Kamil, Mustamir. All those in pain, Ya Allah, remove their pain, O my Allah. All those in debts, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, crush their debts, O my Allah. Give them plenty of halal sustenance and rosy, O my Allah. Save us from haram, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from haram, O my Allah. Save us from your disobedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make your obedience easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it difficult for us to break your commands, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us iman, give us taqwa, O my Allah. Give us a jannati life in this world, O my Allah. At the time of mawt, O my Allah, give us kalima shahadat upon our tongues, O my Allah. Ya make our qabr, Ya Allah, garden of paradise. All the marhumin that have left this world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, fully qabr with noor, O my Allah. Make them maghfirat, Ya Allah, raise them. Blow the cool winds of jannat upon them, O my Allah. Send down for them the silken bedding of jannat al-firdaus. Give them raha and sukoon and chain, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, take us with iman. Give us hidayat, your family's hidayat, O my Allah. Save us from kufr, from shirk, from hypocrisy, O my Allah. Give us pakka and pure iman, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Because lovers of Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, give us our five times salah, O Kareem Rahim Allah.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك.